I know that Christmas is still in our rearview mirror, so to speak, but permit me to tell a story related to Easter. Tony Robinson is a pastor from Seattle, and recently in his blog, he recalled hearing someone tell a story about an Easter chicken. A cute little chick was given to a child on Easter. The chick had been dyed some bright color like pink or yellow. And after Easter, when the chick's novelty had worn off, it was tossed into the chicken coop with the rest of the birds. The bigger chickens pecked away mercilessly at that odd little bird. He didn't even have the good sense to defend himself, but after a week or two had passed, the Easter chicken had grown out of its feathers to the point that it was beginning to look like the others. And it had begun to join the fray in the coop, giving as good as it got. Soon it was indistinguishable from the rest. And the guy telling the story said that the Easter chicken is like the church, and Pastor Tony asked, "How so?" And he was told, "Well, we Christians started out different, but it wasn't long before we were acting just like everybody else." Kind of like that Easter chicken. Today we mark a particular occasion in the life of Jesus that doesn't get nearly as much attention as some. I mean, the baptism of Jesus just doesn't seem to rank up there with his birth at Christmas, his death on Good Friday, his resurrection, Easter. I mean, why don't we give his baptism more attention? After all, it's described or alluded to in all four Gospels. We've all heard of John the Baptist. John the Baptist got his nickname because he was a traveling preacher who performed a lot of baptisms. John's impassioned appeals to his audiences urged them to have a change of heart, to turn away from unseemly behavior, to resolve to try more concertedly to follow the way of God. And to mark their new commitment to living with a different attitude, John urged people to receive the ritual of symbolic cleansing, baptism. And so it was that Jesus happened to be in that crowd one day. Did you know that Jesus and baptizing John knew each other? They did. Their mothers, Mary and Elizabeth, were cousins, and so it's likely that the two boys grew up playing with each other, but then they went their separate ways. Apparently, Jesus took over his father's woodworking business after Joseph died. And John left home to carry out his traveling ministry. John's ministry centered on preaching about God's promise to send someone to be a champion, an advocate, a savior for the Jewish people, a Messiah. Well, that was the message that John was preaching when one day he looked up and saw his first cousin once removed among a group of people approaching John for baptism. Now, why would Jesus be baptized? It's not like he would need to be forgiven for something. No, Jesus received the symbolic cleansing of baptism to mark a start, a beginning, an initiation, a new direction, a new commitment. Jesus was baptized to signal to himself and to signal to the world that he was committing himself to something new, something different, something revolutionary. The person Jesus was going to model for all to see what it would look like to live a life intentionally seeking God's way, God's will, God's hope for humankind. That's what Jesus would present. And that would certainly make Jesus stand out. was also certain to ruffle some feathers. Now think for a moment. Us, we like to get along. We like to be liked. Usually most of us like to blend in with the crowd, to not make waves. Yes, occasionally we might want to stand out, draw attention to ourselves. Maybe we raised our impassioned voices in support of or in opposition to some cause. Maybe we try to attract attention by wearing a particularly flashy piece of clothing or jewelry. Maybe we watch a Sub-Zero parade to express our frustration with our beloved football team. Maybe we gather with others outside a courthouse to protest unjust immigration policies. Yes, on occasion we may seek to stand out, but mostly most of us like to blend in, to go with the flow. Don't want to make waves, cause problems, upset the apple cart, disrupt the status quo. Most of the time, the church and we who call ourselves Christians are a lot like that Easter chicken. Our color fades and we play by the same rules as everybody else, and it's hard to tell any real difference. But here's what we learn from the biblical report that Jesus sought to be baptized. We learn that Jesus wants us to be different. He wants us to be different from what our innate human nature makes us. He wants us to be different from how society tries to get us simply to ignore the presence of injustice in race and economics and power and influence. He wants us to be different from those who ignore or even tolerate disrespectful, insensitive words and attitudes and actions. Jesus wants us to be different from those people who are comfortable enough and don't want to make waves lest they damage their own situation. Whatever else you may think about the words of Jesus, it's pretty clear that they are seriously at odds with the way the world works. They remind us just how subversive of the world Christianity is. But the world needs Christians to be different, not just to be the same as everyone else. And a good start on that path may be simply to listen to Jesus' strange words and just to let them stand. Resist the impulse to try to explain them away. Let them haunt you and maybe even change you. So recall what Thomas read earlier, where Jesus said, "But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If anyone hits you on the cheek, let them hit the other one too. If someone takes your coat, let them have your shirt as well." Jesus sought baptism to march his launch into his life's mission. His mission was to show us what our lives will look like when we're God-centered and not simply behaving based on our intrinsic human nature. By nature, most of us tend to be wired for revenge, but Jesus teaches that God molds our hearts for forgiveness. By nature, most of us tend to be wired for suspicion of anything or anyone new or different. Jesus teaches that God molds our hearts for gracious acceptance. By nature, most of us tend to be wired for resentment when we feel shortchanged in any way. Jesus teaches that God molds our hearts to show appreciation and gratitude for the blessings that are ours. By nature, most of us tend to be wired for self-interest. But Jesus teaches that God molds our hearts to seek justice for everyone. Living the way Jesus proposes, that makes us different. Whether we chose to be baptized, or that choice was made for us, by being baptized, we have vowed to be different for Christ's sake. Being different for Christ's sake causes us to be noticed. Can't blend in like that Easter chicken that grew out of its colored feathers. We are baptized because Jesus was baptized. On today's commemoration of that pivotal step in his life and ministry, we rededicate ourselves to being different. As followers of Jesus, we vow to be different for Christ's sake, relating to others out of love, not self-interest, knowing that all the while we are guided and protected, strengthened, and encouraged by God's Holy Spirit. Amen.